possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, straight to the people. We go to Brendan. He's been incredibly patient. Brendan, I'm sorry it took so long. Welcome. What's going on, buddy?
Not much, guys. I know you're expecting a nothing burger in this, but can I interest you perhaps instead in a Schadenfreude smoothie?
1,000%. I'm here for it.
A Schadenfreude smoothie.
So you guys did mention in the last segment that the vacating of wins wouldn't be that big of a deal.
I did not say that. I said it depends on your perspective.
Right. But I would say that you're correct there. If Michigan State were to vacate wins, it wouldn't matter. Right. But what does the University of Michigan define themselves as?
The winningest team ever.
Winningest team ever. So right now they have 1,012 wins all time, which is tops in the nation. If you were to remove the 2021, which was the first year of Connor Stallions, that drops them down to 1,000. If you remove the wins from 2022, that drops them down to 987. If you remove the 9 wins, so we're going to be generous and give them from everything from Penn State on. So if you were to remove the 9 wins from that season, that drops them to 978. Putting them in a tied lead for the winningest program with none other than the Ohio State University. So Michigan, in their attempt to achieve a national championship, it's like the Avengers thing, right, where Thanos is asked by young Gamora, like, she's like, did you get it? And he's like, yes. And he's like, what did it cost you?
Everything.
It will cost them everything for a title that everyone will look at sideways.
Brendan, you're fired.
The moniker
today.
Of the winningest college football program of all time.
I mean, it would be delightful. But let me ask you this, though. So let's rewind. So I have the three questions. If it's truly nothing, and I deem a 2-game suspension for Moore and a fine nothing. Now, the Harbaugh show cause would be a delight because that's a stain you have to wear forever. But, Brendan, if it's nothing, why did they fight it for 2 years?
Well, they fought it for two. This is why I don't think it's nothing, and this is why you're fighting it. Like, a bowl ban would be meaningless because they are entering into a down period, and perhaps even Sharon Moore getting canned, they wouldn't be that upset about anyway because he was probably the fall guy, middle guy to whatever they transition to after this. But if they lose the wins, you're losing close to 30 wins, which is it's near impossible to make that back up. You can't make that back up. You can't get that lead back. So fighting this is about fighting if I'm looking at it, you're fighting to keep the wins. Because if you lose those, you're losing the identity of your program.
Oh, yeah.
That's fair because nobody values the wins more than Michigan.
I love what you're selling. No. And I look again, the perspective part, like, yeah, I mean, they had a guy dressed up on my team sideline. Like, yeah, I'd love to see some vacation of games. But like, I never get hung up in stuff like that because, Brendan, you know what I know. 90% of sports right now is a con. And in college football, it's about 99%.
And Michigan's win total is part of the con you're talking about because how many of those wins are against Wabash or teaching Notre Dame how to play football?
Agreed.
Or, you know.
I know. Oh, I've done it all. Brendan, they played the Michigan School for the Deaf. They're 3-0. I'm with you. Brendan, I'm with you. I like to leave a space open for reality.
They also played the Red Cross, I believe.
Okay. Do I think, well, they invited the Windsor Surgeons Club to play football. They were going to teach them, is what he's referring to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One problem. Windsor Surgeons Club didn't realize score was being kept.
Mm-hmm. And a couple high schools.
Including your fake one. The whole point I'm trying to make in all of this is that, look, what should happen, it's clear. I don't need to say it. But I have got to see it to believe it. Do I think the NCAA had a hard-on for Harbaugh? Yes. Do I think Michigan did everything they could to flout this cheating scandal? Of course I do. If the NCAA wants to show that they actually have any teeth, remember, they're losing in court a lot in antitrust matters. They're losing on things like NIL. They're losing on things about player rights. That doesn't affect that every school, including Michigan, you sign on to the NCAA bylaws. Mm-hmm. You agree to those. Does the NCAA have disciplined guidelines? Yes. Would they have to deviate from those guidelines in order to give Michigan a slap on the wrist? Yes. All of these things. Guys, I'm not fighting them. But I'm also not, I hate the prediction business. I have no information. And my happiness is not tied to this. I got what I wanted. I get to call David a cheater every day I walk in. It's great.
Yeah, I'm so confused because
I'm kidding. You're lovely.
I really have no understanding of which way this thing goes. A press conference, you fought it, but it's going to be a slap on the wrist. So why the press conference? Why did you fight it? Why didn't you just go? Why did you give your own punishment to the NCAA and say, will this be good enough?
It'll be funnier when CMU gets the harsher penalty.
Oh, that? We could put up on the board right there. I fully believe Central Michigan will get hit with like a two or three-year bowl ban.
MSU should never play CMU in another sport again. Let those poverty bastards choke and die.
Ever. Or if you want to come to Kent, you pay us.
No.
Take the check.
No, the answer's no.
Don't worry, we'll play them.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But good, maybe you can recruit some more coaches to do your bidding.
But your coach won't be there, David. That's one of the games he said I'll sit out. That powerhouse team.
Let's go to Christian, 97.1. Christian, how you doing?
Good. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Loud and clear.
Awesome. So I think obviously something's going to happen tomorrow. The question to me is whether it's enough or not enough. And I think no matter what the punishment is, Michigan, to your point earlier, Mike, if it's anything above nothing, they're gonna be pissed. If it's you know, whatever's being leaked, or if it's, you know, anything that's deemed not enough by the rest of the whole world, then everyone else is gonna be pissed.
And so, Christian, just quickly, I think there are certain people out there, it won't matter what happens to Michigan, they won't be happy. I mean, you have people who don't live in reality who think that, like, all of a sudden Michigan will be put in timeout. Like, this isn't 1987.
They shut the program down.
It's not. Right. That's not happening. So, yeah, Christian, you're right. I think everyone's going to be upset tomorrow, and I'll just watch the world burn in a folding chair.
Yeah, not a good day. And I think that kind of almost answers one of your other questions. And I got nothing as far as the press conference goes. Well, I got something I'll tell you in a second. But
sure.
I think the reason that they fought it for so long is because the thing that Michigan, the alums, the people in the media, the everybody, former players, the thing that they do best is play the aggrieved. They love to play the role of the victim of the aggrieved. So I think that by fighting it for so long, they kind of preserve they preserve their ability to do that. No? Am I wrong?
Well, I mean, you know what, Christian? No, you're not wrong. And you can always be a victim. Always.
Yeah.
I mean, look at NBA players. Nobody believed in us. And it's like, dude, you're the Warriors. You won 85 games.
Georgia football.
Yeah. Everybody's doubting you. No, Christian, I think that's part of their playbook. And they have a very good PR team, Wojo being a part of it. Like, they are very good at controlling the message. They're excellent.
Yeah. The press conference thing, my best guess is, this is honestly probably the worst time, I think you guys will agree with me, in the history of the NCAA's existence for them to have to levy a punishment that is largely, like, unprecedented. This is the worst time with the amount of money that's in it and the lack of control that we've seen for the past however many years with the NIL, with the transfer portal, with the Wild West that is college football. So I think that this being a Friday afternoon press conference, does any of that scream Friday news dump to you guys?
If it was at 6 p.m.,
yeah.
Yes. But it's at noon, apparently.
Okay.
Well, Christian, I just know this, brother. I don't, whatever happens tomorrow happens, and then I never have to talk about it again. I'm so bored by it because, you know what it is, Christian? You get worn out. It's 3 years. At two of the 3 years, you're dealing with lunatics. You couldn't even get them to admit they did something wrong. And it's like, this is why I don't have kids.
And then they admitted that they did something wrong and said, what about this penalty? Is this penalty good enough? And we'll find out.
I mean, do we all agree nothing changes tomorrow? I mean, look, if they got substantial penalties, like if you're asking me, not that you have, if you asked me, what would I like to see happen?
Oh, Mike, what would you like to see?
No, well, I'm not going to get what I want. It has to do with an asteroid. But outside of that, Sharon Moore show cause.
See,
you had Connor whispering nothings in your ear on the sideline, which means you benefited from this crap, which means you're a repeat offender. Why should you be the head coach here?
Because, see, I'm looking at the bigger picture. The slap on the wrist, you keep saying, you know, TV has ruined college football. This has the potential of really just saying, okay, there is no line. There are no boundaries. You only go as far as you want to go and just pay everybody, do
the
everything.
Problem is,
because it's all legal.
So tomorrow, Bumpy Johnson and Frank Lucas start running Michigan State University.
Yeah.
Rico, there'd be a crater in the earth. What would happen if it was MSU who did this? They'd be dead. And I'd be the one digging the hole. See, that's the difference. I'm not like these people.
Right, but MSU would have shot the people and buried them and said, no, we're going to take care of it ourselves. Right. I'm just saying, but at this point, yes, I want Bumpy and Frank Lucas, just because the new precedent is every year set aside $10 to $14 million and you'll be okay.
Rico says coke and hookers, 248. All right, 97.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like.
Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.